And so here in Ephesians, he has supplied everything for you. And that's why he's saying this, Paul, writing this letter. Paul didn't write off the top of his head. He was inspired by the Spirit to write it. This is Holy Spirit talking. Holy Spirit talking? He heard what Jesus said. He heard what the Father said. And he gave it to Paul and he wrote it down. Same with Peter and the rest of the authors. They were inspired. And I was thinking about that, and I believe I heard the Lord say, they had to write correctly because I had to give them correct, perfect information. I wouldn't let them err in their writing because it was my truth, and I would not let man contaminate it with his thought. They had to write as they were inspired by Spirit, Holy Spirit. So he said, grace and peace. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. And what? And the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he said, Nick. Bless. What? Bless. Bless be the God. Bless be the God. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If he's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he's the Father of you too. Because you are in him. You are his body. Right? You are his body. And you are blessed. Because he just said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he go on to say, who have blessed us. Because he just said it. Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All that means every blessing there's to be blessed with, you've been blessed with it. Do you need to be blessed in your relationship, your fellowship, your worship, your understanding of the Father God? Do you need to be blessed in your mind? Do you need blessed in your physical body? What about your finances? He'll bless you with every blessing so you don't fail, so curses don't rule you, poverty won't come and control you. You know you're blessed and you let the blessing flow. The word bless means God have empowered me to do what? Prosper, succeed, win, accomplish. God have blessed me with every spiritual blessing. Curse means I can't succeed. I'm a failure. And see, Christ had redeemed us from the curse. And this is where we come in. He's telling us what he's done. Now we have to stand up and take charge. He redeemed us from the curse. And we rise and say, no, you don't come here. But we get this mixed up. Don't mix your faith, what Hebrews 4:3 says. Don't mix your faith. Don't let your faith become mixed. So-and-so had it, so-and-so did, so-and-so. Well, that's what they said. That's what the doctor said. Thank God for the doctor. They have done marvelous things. But they're not the final say-so. And the reason why many things happen, we haven't got knowledge or revelation knowledge of it. And then the other time, we wait too late because while it was working, we wasn't doing anything. And then when we rise up and try to do something, it's too late for us. We have not supplied enough faith and grace there to take care of that situation. You got to do it. I'm not going to eat your food. I'm not going to walk out of this building for you. I'm not going to drive your car home. That's in the natural. But see, God has given you all everything in the realm. Just like I won't do that, I can't do that. If I tried to, I couldn't do that for you in the natural. Well, God has supplied this for every one of us. We have to be the partakers of it. We have to receive it. We have to take hold of and do take hold of this and do what he says, and it works. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So getting to the verse, we want to get there. According, now notice now, according as he has what? Chose us when? In him. Notice it's in him. He chose us in him. We are in him, in Jesus, in him. In him mean that we are him. He chose us in him. When? When did he choose? When were we chosen? Before when? The foundation of the world. Jesus was in a human body. Tell me, in a human body, this is what happened. God, are you with me now? God, in his divine attributes and being God, Son Jesus came and dwelt in a human body. He was and is God in man, God with man, God with man. And watch what he did. And when he accomplished what he, see, that's the only way it could have been accomplished. A man had to do it. A man had to bring about this redemption because it was a man that caused the fall. And when he did, he glorified the body he's in so it could be like him. And he took it back to heaven. You can't take a natural body to heaven. You can't do it. He glorified that body. It took all the natural and all the flaws. That body's perfect. It cannot be contaminated with anything Satan had. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? It cannot be contaminated by anything because it's glorified. It's flawless. We have the down payment. We've been saved from sin, but we are still being redeemed. Our body got to be redeemed. See, sin, we've been saved from sin, and the penalty of sin cannot kill us because we've been delivered from it. Can't hold us guilty to it because we've been redeemed from it. But we have the promise that one day we will have a body like the Lord Jesus. You'll never have a pain in that glorified body. You won't have no bad eyesight either. Hallelujah. 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 And you won't run and be Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So it's now notice this. According to his chosen us in him when? Before the foundation of the world. That we should be how? Holy and without blame. Before him how? Before him in love. Before him in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.